It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Radio 92.9, The Game.
Come out here and dominate these boys. This is our house.
We are your home for the NFL in Atlanta.
Get the latest from around the league here all year long.
WCGC Atlanta, WCGC HD1.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
An Odyssey Sports Station. Whether you're just wrapping up the night shift or on your way to start the day, we got what you need.
Welcome to the morning shift.
It's the most mid-team in history.
A whole new way to start your day with nationally televised reporter Tiffany Blackman.
Any pizza for me can be a personal.
Can't wait.
Former Falcons and Alabama offensive lineman Mike Johnson.
I've had my butt chewed by Nick Saban a few times.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
And Atlanta sports radio guru Bo Morgan.
You know who I am? I'm Squid Bill.
You tell him I'm coming! And hell's coming with me, you hear?
It's a new experience.
And a new take on a sports morning show.
The Morning Shift is brought to you by Greater Atlanta Erie McDonald's. Download the app for great deals.
The Morning Shift is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
It is Thursday. This is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game. Mike, Bo, and Tiff hanging out here with you in the Kia Studios, where we are live.
Good morning, Tiff. Was your evening good last night?
Oh my God! Oh my God.
Yeah.
Asking me?
Yeah, it's great. I figured I'd get to you before it got to me, and it all got awkward. So let's just let's get yours knocked out.
That nobody wants to hear about.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what my
is it dog stuff? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, trying to find an outfit for, along with prep, you got to find the right outfit, the right look.
Is that what it is? One's the bigger part? Which one's the bigger part?
Well, prep. You don't want to sound. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I guess the question is not which is the bigger part. Yeah. But it just seems like which weighs on your mind more heavily, I guess, is the question.
Well, storylines, because so much is now surrounding the Bills with DeMar Hamlin.
Yeah.
Going to be getting his first start on Sunday. Tragic and miraculous, recovery from that incident a couple of, what was that, 2 seasons ago?
Yeah,
I believe it was.
Yeah.
So I've been kind of just racking my brain around what I'm going to be talking about, who I'm going to be talking to this week.
Yeah, I was going to say, so when you get there, will you try to catch him?
That is my plan. I'm going to shoot for that ask
today,
but I do know I am going to get Keon Coleman.
Ooh.
But that might be on the side. So we have our meetings where we'll usually get the standard, you know, status quo, quarterback, star defensive player, all that jazz.
And he's the one that talked about the big coats that he was getting on sale.
And
you should wear one of those coats.
I'm so excited. So, because I love people that he appears to be, and I don't know him, but hopefully I'll get to know him a little bit on the silly side.
Yeah, well, yeah,
because I'm
sure.
On the silly side, and so and he likes snacks, and I love snacks. As you guys recall, him leaving the press conference, asking about the snack setup after his, I think it was his introductory press conference for the Bills, and he grabbed a cookie. So I think we have a lot in common.
I don't know him, but I know him. You know what I mean?
I know guys like that.
I've been around guys like that.
So, I will. Whisked away today on a plane, but I'm still trying to find what I'm going to wear. There's not a lot of time between the end of the show and me leaving. So how about you guys?
Yeah, I'm struggling with the same. I'm trying to figure out my outfit for Sunday. Opening day.
Well, yours is more of a Saturday thing, so that if the camera catches you getting on the plane, right?
Well, there won't be one. No, no, I don't know. No, it was both, honestly, because I get off the bus and normally always get put in near the biggest player. What was our tight end? You played with him. You played the ukulele.
Tololo. Thank you.
I get off the bus one day, and he's like right beside me, and there's a camera right there, and I go, oh, dear Lord.
Better him than some of the
other
guys.
This is going to look like Tyrion from Game of Thrones and anybody.
Dude, I've told y'all before. I've told y'all a story. You know, Tuscaloosa's airport is so small that the plane was always a 3x3, right? Just one aisle, which you don't deal with in Atlanta, obviously. And my buddy Terrence Cody, who was our nose guard, was like 380 at the time. He used to always make a joke of walking back, you know, when he was a junior. Seniors would sit in first class. He was a junior. He'd walk back, and he'd just point to people that weren't football players, and he'd be like, oh, that's my seat, like B, right there in the middle. And they would always, dude, every time, it'd be like some booster or somebody from the front office, and they'd look at him like, dear God. And he'd be like, I'm just playing. Like every single week, it'd be like some new person there that, you know, is part of some broadcast or something or the other, and he would always scare the tar out of people, man.
Wait, this is total curveball here. I got a normal but weird message from you yesterday.
Oh, we're talking about Mic'd Up.
Okay.
Yep, preparation
right.
Mic'd Up. But I will tip. You asked me what I did last night.
I was in a dressing room, so that's why my text messages were delayed.
Went on a long walk with the family last night because the weather was so beautiful, right? And got Charlie out, and my son's learning his scooter, and my daughter likes this little push tricycle thing. So went on a long walk, had a really, really nice time last night, and just got to get outside right now, right? The weather's so good, and had a good day yesterday. So it was just... yeah, so something happened in that walk, okay. And I actually texted both of y'all about this because I wanted to know if I was losing my mind, but it's a massive social conversation surrounding walks around the neighborhood that I did not realize was a thing, and we will get to that Mic'd Up later.
Okay, all right. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured, hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Speaking of injuries, there was some news that came out yesterday surrounding Kyle Pitts. With your Atlanta Falcons, of course, the tight end there. We know he's dealt with his injuries in the past. This season, though, I think everyone has like really high expectations for him. And more importantly, he has those for himself. But we do know that he was listed as a limited participant on Wednesday in their practice, dealing with some hamstring tightness. But he did say he expects to be 100% healthy for Sunday's season opener against the Steelers. So hopefully that calms some of you folks out there. I know in this text thread in the Morning Shift group chat, some alarms were ringing.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, no. Well, it wasn't for me. Day-Day was very upset.
Day-Day was very upset with this news. But are you happy now?
There's a couple WTFs dropped on there. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
It was just not the news we were looking for heading in on the Wednesday before week one. So that said, I heard Mark Raimondi on yesterday, who I guess sent the original tweet, and he said he didn't realize the stir it would cause when he would just reported the news. Kyle Pitts did tweet out, "It's amazing what some of y'all call limited. Missing two reps in a full practice is apparently limited." And look, Raheem didn't shy away from it either. He definitely talked about it. It was something that
he did.
That he talked about, and it was it's just one of those deals where
they're being transparent, as Raheem said, as Morris said.
Yeah, and it's something we haven't seen lately. The last couple of years, we didn't get quite that transparency. But here's Raheem talking about with Kyle Pitts' status.
No, you should be. I mean, that's perfectly fine for you to be on edge. You know, we just want to be transparent in everything that happened. He got a hamstring a little couple weeks back, and you know, he's been dealing with it a while ago, but he's been dealing with it a little bit, and like, he's been fine, he's limited, and we just want to be transparent with all those things that's going on with us and how we're going about our business, and make sure we report things the right way. And Kyle went out and practiced today. He had a limited reps. We did about 75% of his reps, and he got a nice workload. He got a nice lather. He got a chance to run around a bunch, and he feels really good. So we're really excited about getting him out there ready to play. And just throughout the remainder of the season, you know, it happened right there, right before we kind of left and had that couple of days off. And he did a nice job of being here over the weekend and really working with the guys and getting back ready. So we are fired up for him. We're fired up for us and fired up to get him out there playing.
It's just funny because in his voice I can hear, yeah, I mean, Arthur got fined 75,000 or 25,000. Team got fined 75,000, whatever it was last year. But I think it was the Bijan Robinson thing where he only played like one snap against Tampa or whatever else was going on. So transparency. And I think you heard Raheem probably use that 8 times in that. Just kidding. But it just felt like he used the word transparent or transparency throughout that statement a lot. And that's the name of the game. And I do think that Kyle Pitts' tweet kind of put a lot of people at ease where he's like, man, just calm down. Like, you know what I mean? It's just a small soreness.
I'm sure he's probably getting idiots tweeting at him, fantasy people, all that. Not that all fantasy people are. I'm not saying that. But the certain maybe outliers of that group, I'm sure. So, yeah, maybe he probably felt the need to throw something out there given – and that kind of sucks.
Yeah, I wasn't falling back to idiots. I was thinking about the fans that were going, please, Kyle, please, please.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Please.
I was thinking negative people tweeting negative thoughts.
Wow.
Just, you know, the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, that was my role on this show, to have negative interactions on social media.
I'm just saying.
Are you having an identity crisis, Tiffany, as you come back?
Maybe I am today. There's a lot going on.
Look, I don't think you're wrong, though, but I don't think Mike's wrong either. I think both of you can be right. I'm sure the fans that were whining about their fantasy team, a majority of them live outside of the state of Georgia.
I was thinking the same thing.
And I think there was a majority of the fans in the state of Georgia who were Falcons fans that were hitting him with what Mike was saying.
When you Google his name, the first thing is like mentioned, there's, oh, your fantasy lineups. And I'm always on the side of like, players are people.
Well, Tiff, and you don't play fantasy, so you don't know this, but when something happens and somebody is downgraded from healthy to questionable or downgraded,
I have played before.
It pops up on your phone. Like, that's the first thing you hear when this person has been upgraded to healthy or downgraded to probable or whatever it is. It literally is a push notification on my phone from like 2 different apps, and you're like, oh my God, what? What happened?
Panic mode. Normally, when it's a baseball one, it's credited to 92.9's Grant McCauley says Michael Harris day to day. You know, like that. I swear, Grant and I. Yeah. No kidding. When you sent it to me the first time, and I went to my fantasy and I saw it. So now every time I go to my fantasy baseball team and I on Yahoo and I see Grant get credited.
Yeah.
I sent it to him, and Grant's doing it to me, too. Yeah. Like, the last, like, 7 texts we have are Grant getting credit for updates.
So that's awesome.
We need
that's
Joe
awesome.
Patrick in that realm Come now on, with Joe. Falcons.
Come on, Joe.
We've got more Falcons on the way. We'll hear more from Coach Raheem Morris and also Jesse Bates and his signing bonus. We'll discuss next year on the other side when we come back on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is Boomer Esiason with Sports Minute, sponsored by Fisher Investments. 6-time Super Bowl winning coach Bill Belichick, who hated press interactions, has more media gigs than rings now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning.
Yeah!
Back to more of the Morning Shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
The Morning Shift is brought to you by Greater Atlanta Erie McDonald's. Download the app for great deals.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Falcons will welcome in the Steelers on Sunday to kick off their week one of the season, and hopefully we'll get some answers to the questions that a lot of us have had throughout the offseason. One of the biggest ones is, what is this offense going to look like with Kirk Cousins at the helm, with OC Zach Robinson leading the way? Here's Raheem Morris.
You know, that's a tough call without getting secret sauce, but what I can tell you is we're always going to do what we can do possible to win each game. So whatever that personnel grouping could be, you know, we got a bunch of really good players on this football team, you know, thanks to our personnel groups and our front office and the things that they're able to do. So we got a nice mix and match of personnel groups, and we can do a bunch of different things. But, you know, we'll go out and we'll do whatever we think is possible for us to win the game.
Yeah, Raheem joined Dukes and Bell, as he will every Wednesday, I think around the 3:20 time frame. Am I the only one that loves his answer where he says, well, you know, we're going to do what it takes each week based on the team we're playing? Because that's something that Zach Robinson said, and I remember way back to one of the first interviews that he did, and it might have been Dukes and Bell as well, I can't remember, but he said they kind of asked him about his run-to-pass ratio and, you know, how they talked about the Rams having a 1,000-yard running back. Was it Harris? Is it Kyrie Harris? Is that the running back?
Kyrie Williams.
And he was like, look, we're just going to do what it takes to win. So there might be games where we run more, might be games where we throw more. I just love hearing that because it doesn't mean that you're going to go down there or you're going to go out there each week and just bang your head against the wall, even if it's not working, or you're not going to come up with a plan that wouldn't work against the defense if you know that's not a strength of your team to go against their weakness.
Yeah, I mean, I think it you bring up a great point. It's almost like if a defense coordinator was like, you know what, we're going to stay in nickel the whole game. That's going to be the game. Like, no, you're not going to stay in nickel the whole game. If they come out and go, you know, 22 personnel, you're not going to stay in nickel. That's just the bottom line. So you have to kind of mix and match. And I do love the answer. I'm with you, man. It's what you try to do is you identify the defense's strength, right? This weekend, you might look at it and say, well, it's TJ Watt. I don't want to throw the ball 50 times a game. And so you do go out and run the ball, and you do see if you can get some movement and do different things up front. So I'm with you, man. The game plan very much, well, it has to be a mix and match of what they do well versus what you do well and seeing if you can find a leg up on your competition at some point when you're putting that game plan together.
So how does Kirk Cousins fit into that game plan? Here again is Coach Raheem Morris joining our Dukes and Bell.
There was no whistle this week, and everything was full go. Let him go, right? You protect him until it's time to go. You mitigate injury as much as you can. But now it's go time, and he looks great. Watching him run, watching him move, you know, it's not Justin Fields-esque, but it looks more like Forrest Gump. And he can get out there and really get after him. You know, my guy still got some speed left in the tank, and he's ready to show the world.
Jenny.
There was so much conversation, around when they first took the field throughout training camp. And it was about, man, he's got a little gallop to him, right? There's a little bit of limp to Kirk Cousins. He's not fully healthy.
Sorry, you said gallop.
Yeah, a little gallop, right? I mean, you can just hear the gallop and, you know, it sounded like a horse in your head of the, you know, kind of off balance, giddy up from Kirk Cousins out there. But no, I mean, I think that, look, and we talked about it a little bit when they opened up training camp. I thought most of it was probably muscle memory. I didn't think he was dealing with pain. I think muscle memory, you're kind of getting over an injury. You've built up those muscles on one side, kind of limping a little bit. And now it's just getting back to football and kind of evening things out and training those legs. I think it's what we've seen from Kirk Cousins, and I think it's a big deal to come out and say, well, he's fully healthy. I know that there's always whispers, and there's always going to be whispers about the health of Kirk Cousins, but that's why I like the fact that he went with the Forrest Gump reference. Well, I mean, everybody can see that in their head of what Forrest looks like turning that corner, running down the dirt road over to the city of Greenbow.
Yeah, but Forrest was fast, man.
Forrest was right.
So you know I mean, Forrest might have been faster than Justin Fields.
Really, it was all in
arms. Forrest was
how he pumped his arms.
He went
cheek
to cheek, didn't he? Too. He went cheek to cheek, just right there.
Hey. He was the greatest kickoff return man in Alabama history.
Yeah.
I mean, he was an All-American, much like you.
He was.
So, you know, Mike Florio probably did not like hearing the fact that Kirk Cousins is healthy because it goes against this narrative that he has put out there.
He's tried, hasn't he?
For day after day. Tiffany, during training camp, it was 3 days, maybe it was after the Miami joint practice report from Pro Football Talk. There could be mutiny on the hands in Flowery Branch if Raheem Morris doesn't play Michael Penix to start the season. He basically turned it into Rudy, and that you were going to have like Darnell Mooney and Drake London turning in their jerseys on Raheem's desk and says, Penix or you don't get me. And it's ridiculousness. You know, as much as excitement as we have around this team, it's a lot of it is based on we have two quarterbacks now. We don't just have one. And Kirk Cousins is our guy. We're not getting that love nationally, and I hope that they're reading every bit of it because all you hear nationally is They've put all their hopes on a 36-year-old quarterback with an Achilles instead of, you know, one of the top seven quarterbacks in the league returns from injury to lead a revamped Falcons team. And that's what I read. That's what I'm reading in my brain every day when I wake up.
So there's sort of very little, a little bit of a similarity with the Steelers and their quarterbacks as well, because you have the veteran coming in Russell Wilson. You have Justin Fields, who was traded from the Bears. And so we do know Russell Wilson is the starter for the Steelers going into this season. Let's take a listen to what Morris has to say about those Steelers QBs.
You know, you can expect the expected. You know, Russell's going to start. You know, Tomlin's going to have some type of things that he wants to do with people, and he's going to try to play the amount of players that he has and he feels capable at his pleasure to go out and get a win for him, right? So with that being said, we've seen that whole organization have a Hines Ward with their starting quarterback. They had to come out there with a slash. We've seen all the different things that they've been able to do in the past, whether it's been Tomlin or Cowers, the coach, and how creative they can be just from an organizational standpoint, and how they want to go out there and win football games. So I just kind of expect it when you're talking about those things. I know how creative Arthur Smith can be. We've seen that for the last couple of years here with the amount of personnel groups he was able to use when he was here. So the quarterback is not exclusive to that, and we expect it.
The quarterback is not exclusive to that. So do we see a flash of Justin Fields and that creativity that Coach Morris was just talking about?
I absolutely think, Mike, I wanted to ask you that, you know, Tomlin came out and said, we're not going to do the Cordell Stewart slash thing. Why not? What do you have invested in Justin Fields that you wouldn't use him in a way to help you win games and set you up to make a playoff run? Why not?
Well,
Do they have three quarterbacks on their roster?
They do.
I'm sure.
They do. They have Kyle Allen as well.
What was he? Oklahoma, Texas A&M.
Houston. Carolina for a little bit.
In Houston.
Yeah, so he's around for a little bit. Yeah, no, here's the problem. Look, and this is what it all comes back to. Those guys, if you're going to utilize guys in that way, you have to have buy-in, right? And we heard from Justin Fields when it was mentioned that, hey, you might even see Justin Fields returning kicks. Remember we heard that earlier in the offseason? Might even see him back there returning kicks. Justin Fields came out and said, absolutely not. I play quarterback, right? So I think you have to understand in that situation what exactly you're asking these guys to do and honestly what you can sell them on. There is a little bit of a salesman attitude when you are asking guys to do something that they're not comfortable with, they're not used to. So, look, I think the good thing about Justin Fields and the reason he was drafted so high is because he can throw the ball with a little bit of accuracy when he's given protection. He can move around the pocket, and he can also dice you up with his legs. So I think that – the problem with doing a run package, if you will, with Justin Fields is he's got to be bought into it, right? Justin Fields is not just going to say, well, I'm just going to go out there and run the ball. I'm going to, you know, get hit and do all these other – Justin Fields still views himself as a QB1 for a team, and he might be QB1 by the end of the season for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I think they're better off just – look, if you want somebody to play quarterback, then play Russell Wilson. If you don't like what Russell Wilson is doing, then play Justin Fields. It's not that complicated. If you want a running quarterback, then go Wildcat. I mean, that's just
so you're not a fan of seeing him out there for kind of like a Taysom. I mean, not that they're the same, but like a Taysom Hill kind of thing.
They're not the same, and one was a, you know, highly touted draft pick, yes, and still thinks he's a QB1. Taysom Hill is just like, give me the pill and I'll do whatever I need to. The problem is, Tiff, is that I think, in my opinion, this is a lot more game week talk than it is actuality. This is a lot more, I'm going to talk about it so they prepare for it, and then maybe we get one snap.
Let me ask you this real quick. If the first time they try that, it doesn't work, will you see it again?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, in this game.
Yes, I absolutely feel like, because if they've prepared enough of it to try it one time, then I think you'll see it at least five.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back here, we'll get to a TB's timeout, and we'll also get you caught up on your Braves action against the Rockies. They play again this evening. So stay with us here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Every Monday, we take a look back.
A complete recap of our Falcons game is on Falcons Monday.
After each and every Falcons Sunday game, tune in as we take a look back, as we see what went right and what went wrong. It's your chance to sound off.
I'm just trying to find some answers here.
On Falcons Monday. Falcons Monday is presented by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons.
We're going through the last Falcons game.
Download the app for great deals.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
That's big, you know, you look at the outcome of that game, man, that's a big swing right there.
because after the first, obviously, you know, we had a hard time doing anything with that kid. And so that was really big and good for, you know, big for him, too.
That was your Braves skipper, Brian Snicker, talking about Jared Kelnick's home run as the Braves beat the Rockies 5-2. They've set themselves up to try to go for the sweep tonight.
Tiff, if you want to call it a tater, it's okay.
A tater?
It was a tater.
Could have said he went yickety.
Yeah. He went hambo.
You say tater, you have to put like a country.
Do you think I do? It's
you,
tater.
You do.
Tater.
You sound.
Tater. Yeah, I don't know.
It landed in the chop house.
You can't just say tater. It comes out as tater.
Yeah, tater. It landed in the chop house. And it was to a lot of those guys' points. And you hear Snit saying that they couldn't do anything else with the pitching from the Colorado Rockies. Blaylock, the Atlanta native. What did we say? He was from Parkview. Is that right? They couldn't do much with him after the Jared Kelnick home run. You got that offensive explosion in the first inning and just kind of coasted. But, Bo, I'll say this. I think, and not to take anything away from Charlie Morton and the incredible job the bullpen did, but it seems like more times than not, when the Braves score five runs, no matter when it comes, when the Braves score five, you're in a good spot with the way the starting pitching's been rolling here recently.
Well, that's supposed to be the way it is. I mean, with all due respect, like that is exactly what you should get. But that shows, I think that was – was it like the 24th straight game Braves starting pitching has allowed three or less runs?
I think it's 23. Yeah.
I think last night would have been the 24th, I want to say. I could be one off, two off. But that's, to your point, how good their starting pitching has been. And look, let's make no mistake about it. Charlie Morton he has grinded his way through this season, and last night was another example of letting guys get on and limiting the damage. To go five innings and only allowing two was, you wish you could have got more, but guess what? If Renato Lopez can give me six, and Schwellenbach and Fried and Sell can give me seven, I can take a five-inning outing from a guy like Charlie Morton if he only gives up two.
But is that what Charlie wants? Let's take a
look. I guess you're going to have games like that every now and then. And, you know, to go out and have a game like that and at least go five innings, I guess that's the silver lining. But, you know, in an ideal world, if I get 100 pitches to spend, it's like I'd prefer to go much deeper into the game.
I think what you hear in his voice is a little bit of sadness in the fact that he had to tax the bullpen and guys that have been taxed here recently, right? I'm so proud of what Raisel Iglesias is and what Pierce Johnson is and what Jimenez has been. They've all been fantastic. They all had the same freaking stat line last night, other than Raisel Iglesias giving up a crazy walk. But when you look at what they've been able to do, what you hear in Charlie Morton's voice is, I'd rather not have to call the bullpen out there in the sixth inning, but his pitch count gets up, gets a little wild, gets some swing and misses when he needs them. I mean, no doubt about it when you look at his final stat line, but there is some underlying things from the Braves last night that if you really want to dissect it, you're like, man, runners left on base, people that you kept putting on base with Charlie Morton and the pitching staff. But it, in the end, at this point in the season, when you've turned the calendar September, it's just about winning the game.
Yeah, you got to keep pace because the Diamondbacks, the Padres, and the Mets are all red hot, so you have to become red hot. Charlie, if this team makes the postseason – Charlie Morton could play a pivotal role on this pitching staff, but I don't think it's as a starter.
It's funny. You and I have talked about this for the last 2 months, it seems like. And the emergence of Renato Lopez and Spencer Schwellenbach as right-handed arms in this rotation does a lot, gives you a lot of flexibility in a possible postseason series. I'm with you. I know he's been there, and I know he's done that. But he hasn't shown me anything here recently that leads me to believe he needs those big innings.
You're going to have Dylan Lee because he's a lefty. But I think Jesse Chavez has pitched his way out of the postseason roster, if there is one. And Charlie Morton has pitched himself into Chavez's role. And I think that would be the perfect way for Charlie Morton to ride out in the sunset, is giving this team what they needed in a postseason run. But got to get there, Tiff.
Let's hit a TB's timeout.
Now listen up.
Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't funny.
With TB's timeout on the morning shift.
You know when you might be waiting on someone to hit you up? Maybe you're waiting on an important I don't know, phone call, text, something, and your phone just keeps lighting up, but it's never who you want it to be.
Is this a
Anyone ever experienced this?
Somebody leave you
in
red?
No. I had plenty of pastries over there in France. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. That actually came out really bad. But I had a croissant.
You had a croissant? Is that what they call it now?
Oh my gosh.
What is going on in here?
I wanted to say something right there, and you would have killed me had I. If I didn't say what I wanted to say, you might have came across this table at me.
It came out really bad. I'm on my first cup of coffee in the midst of this show, so just let me just call a mulligan on that one. Where I was going with this was my phone has been lighting up, and it's been the same people, the same group over and over again. And I'm overdue for a particular service. Maybe it happens to be the dentist, but I did not expect to be hounded. I got text messages. Finally, when I sent the text back that says stop, it said, okay, we'll stop contacting you.
Yeah, you get another one then.
After I did, no, I got a phone call. I sent it to voicemail. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
So your dentist
is stalking me.
Is hitting you up, texting you.
Wow.
Nonstop.
Then after I didn't answer the voicemail, I got an email.
Shut up.
So you got a text message that said stop.
And then they called you. Left you a voicemail, and then they sent you an email.
And then I got an email.
Golly, how long has it been? I mean, like, are they worried about you?
I was supposed to go April.
Is this a dire situation?
I don't know.
They need to, put the opt-out at the top of the form next time you step in there.
I don't want my dentist, I don't want my doctor to be thirsty, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want you to need.
You want him to be like, I'll be good without you. Yes. You know what I mean? The dentist chair will roll on whether or not you're in it.
There are certain services that you don't want to be like hounded about, right?
This utensil will buzz whether or not Tiffany Blackman shows up.
You know, like, do you need my business? Now I'm concerned.
Yeah, man. I'm concerned too.
How
long have you been going to this dentist?
Twice.
Okay.
And I had a great experience.
Well, they don't want
I would go back. But now I'm annoyed. Yeah. I'm annoyed that I was hounded.
I know you've been in Europe for a while, but this is America. We want to have good teeth. We're not like England where they have the bad teeth.
They're just trying to do you.
They're trying to help you.
What? Let me ask y'all this though. When you do sit down in a dentist chair, do you like conversation? Because I do not.
I'll chit chat. I had a great family dentist up where I grew up, and I went there all the time. Now it's just a little bit, you know, with my schedule now, I'm not driving, right, you know, an hour out to go up there, right? But I love catching up, talking about their kids, talking about what I'm doing in life, you know? I know I did. I like children.
First of all, you drug me down like an anchor yesterday when Steak started talking about the dogs. I caught a bunch of strays in here.
I'm the same way. I drive an hour to my dentist still. It's a dentist I've grown up seeing.
Because I'm like, I'm not sitting in a car right now.
Now, he's retired, but it's the same office. And I use the same dental hygienist every time I get my teeth cleaned twice a year. Shout out to Wendy. She cleans my teeth. And, dude, we catch up on all the gossip. Like, I know everything that's happened every 6 months. I catch up on 6 months from her family, and she gets 6 months of mine.
Yeah. So the place I went most recently, the hygienist, her kids go to the high school where my wife works, right? And so it turns into a monologue, though. Like, when you have all that stuff going on in your mouth, you're kind of like, and they start talking. You're like, I can't respond, dude. Like, I just don't need you to talk for half an hour.
Not before they get started. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about, like, during the procedure. They walk in the room. They start getting everything cleaned up. They're like, open your mouth. They got the little mirror on your tongue.
I talk through that. We don't do that during the procedure. I do. We talk during it. We'll take a break, talk for a second. I talk through all that.
Look,
you got like an hour. My teeth aren't that dirty.
The only reminders I want are, you know, in Chipotle, they'll send you that, like, hey, we miss you. It's been a while. Those are the kind of messages that I welcome to my phone.
You got to treat your dentist better. They're trying to treat you well.
Look, not by blowing up my phone, okay? This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan Injured. Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. We will get you back to the Falcons at the top of the hour. And we also want to let you know that today's shows on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game are dedicated to the memory of Hugh Thomas Douglas, who lost his life 1 year ago. In honor of Hugh's memory, we are working alongside our Odyssey sister station in Philadelphia and asking you to contribute to the Hugh Thomas Douglas Memorial Fund. It honors Hugh's legacy by investing in scholarships at Morehouse College and other programs that help youth like Hugh realize their full academic, professional, and human potential. To donate, please go to hughtdouglas.org. That's hughtdouglas.org. And, of course, we're all thinking of our buddy Hugh on this day. Stay with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Steakhouse. Mornings 9 till 11.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.